The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
So today we share a vort, not on the weekly parsha, but rather on Purim. These beautiful Yomim Kedoshim, Haboim Oleinu L'Toivo. Every Jewish child remembers Divrei Chazal Megillah Zayin Amud Aleph Mechayev V'Nish Levesume B'Puria Ad L'Yoda Ben Orahom and Aborach Mordechai. And all the Gedolim throughout the generations have difficulty explaining. Does the Torah want us to become drunk? Is that what the Chachomim expect of us? To become intoxicated to a level that we don't know between right and wrong, between good and bad, between Kodosh and Tomei? How could you confuse Orar Haman v'Borach Mordechai? And do we want to confuse Orar Haman and Borach Mordechai? So the song of Purim is Shoshanas Yankov. And if we can't sing the song Purim, when will we? Rosh Hashanah? Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, wasn't it made for Purim? So why do we require Ad L'Yoda Ben Orahom and Aborach Mordechai? One of the most fundamental minhagim of Purim is to wear masks. Where does this minhag come from? What is its origin and its rationale? Many said different theories, but I want to share with you what I think, Libi Yoimeli. Megillas Esther is Maloshoin Gilui Shel Seta, revealing the concealed. That is brought in the name of the Gaon, of the Vilna Gaon. Megillah is Maloshoin Gilui. Esther is Maloshoin Hester. That's a Gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamedes. Esther Menatoyra Menayin. Do we find a remez in the Torah for Esther Amalka? Vo'unoichi haster astir ponai b'yoyim hahu. So Esther is a lotion of Hester ponim. And why is that? The only miracle we are to remember and commemorate every year, achas l'shona b'yoyim ha'mahim b'zman hazeh, which was totally in the context of natural phenomena, is Purim. Sholosh HaGolem, bring to mind Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was totally from A to Z, supernatural phenomena, that the world has never experienced, never seen, and never witnessed. The 10 plagues, Aseres HaMatzot, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mamed Har Sinai. So Hanukkah, the Hashmonaim were victorious, and that was a miracle. But we also remember the Nes of Pach HaShemen, which was supernatural, Lamala Mederech HaTeva. The Nes of Purim was totally natural phenomenon. An amazing sequence of events. But you needed to open your eyes to see Yad Hashem. To see how a Kodesh Baruch Hu operates within the context of natural phenomena. So the Nes was a Nes Nistar. You had to see, you had to open your eyes and your hearts to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu behesta. And that is why I think we don't say halal. So Megillah Yudah, the Gemara asks, why don't we say halal on Purim like we say halal on Chanukah? And the Gemara says, Kriyos HaZuhulula. The Megillah is like halal. But the Megillah has nothing to do with halal. There is not one posek in Megillah Esther of praise, of shir, of hoidoya, of gratitude. It's just a story.
Kol HaLashon.
From the first pasuk to the last pasuk. It is a halal in concealment. Because Purim is about Hester. And it is about bringing out what is hidden. Uncovering what is hidden. What is concealed. Megillah Esther is Gilui Shel Aseta. And that is the remez for Esther. V'onoichi haster astepone. And maybe that is why we wear masks. and we wear costumes to hide our faces. And the point is, when you take off your mask and you reveal who you really are. So my fundamental feeling, and I think it's a profound thought, and for me, it's kol kach misyashev al alev. Yes, all year round we say Or HaHaMen v'Boruch Mordechai. But it might just be men asofa v'lechutz. We all want to be politically correct. We say what we assume people expect to hear. I know some people that if you give them $1 million, they'll never get drunk. They're afraid to get drunk. Might cost them their marriage, might cost them their job, might cost them their status in society. They're afraid what might come out. When the mind loses control, nechnes yayin yotzo soid, what might come out. And that is the point of Purim. We want to bring out what is hidden. We want to bring out what you really feel. Ba'oimek ha'leiv or ba'oimek ha'nefesh. What do we want to hear? Oror HaMen v'Boruch Mordechai, loud and clear. But Purim, we want to believe that it comes ma'oimek ha'leiv. Nechnas yayin yotzu soid. There are three different soides that we find in Tanakh. Soid Hashem li yireyav, the soid of yirei Hashem. Ki em gira soid el avodav ha-neviyim, soid neviyim, besoid yeshorim ve'edo, soid yeshorim. Yayin is three letters, yireyim, yeshorim, neviyim. That is the soid we want to hear. Nechnes yayin yotze soid. The mind loses control, and then the heart speaks. What do we want to hear? Yesoid yeshorim ve'edo, soid Hashem liyareyav, gilosoid el avodav anaviyim. We want to hear, Orur HaMen amborach Mordechai. But Purim, the heart needs to talk. And that is the soid of Chayvinish levesume adela yuda. We don't want the mind to dictate what we say and what we don't say. Let your heart talk, and then the heart talks. Beautiful words. Or HaMen, Boruch Mordechai. Have a list to get Purim. To our terrible dismay, this Purim will be like no other. Last year, Purim was like no other. And we all believed and hoped and prayed that this year will be different. But we're still in the midst of this pandemic. Let's hope it'll be over Bekorov. And this Purim will be more family-oriented. Mishpocha u'mishpocha. Kileshoina. We will rejoice with our families. We will be mekayim the mitzvah sayoim. Bishleimus matonis lev yoinim. Mishloach monois. And daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take this magefa away. We should be able to be happy and rejoice and Purim. Hurachem onu yasalonu. Nisim v'nefloys. Kishem shosisol avaseinu. Beyom ha'mahem ubezman hazeh. Have a listige Purim and a beautiful Shabbos.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.